personal. What you've done for me. Just say that. Just say, for what you've done for me, God, thank you. Ah, bless the Lord. Let's say, great big God bless you to all those listening and watching and the internet all around the world this morning. Say, God bless you to them. You'd open your Bible to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. While you're opening, I just want to thank you all for your prayers and your support and people that called and emailed and texted and just said praying. And I just thank you for all that. While I was down in Memphis, I had to, supposed to have had 20 to 25 minutes, and the man before me went from 3 to 15, so I had to edit and cut and speak all at the same time. I said, Lord, if this don't make sense, give them the spirit of understanding. But we got through it. Blessed be the name of Lord. Right before we went out, after the security people had spoke to us all and said, well, now we know it's on all of your minds here that this anniversary we're celebrating and the murder that took place 50 years ago. And we want you to know that although there's been no checkpoints, no metal detectors, no nothing here, we do have armed security on all the roofs and in the buildings across the way, because we know this is being televised across the world and C-SPAN, and we know that crazy people like to have public exposure to their craziness. But we're doing the best we can. And then the president of the museum leaned over to me and she said, I want you to sit up on the balcony with me the entire time. I want to say, did you hear what he just said? And you want me to sit next to you the whole time on the balcony? Ain't no repeats happening here. But I want to thank all the ABs that were down there and the folks from Sabina that drove down there. And it was a real blessing. But thank you all. Also, while we're in thank yous and appreciation, I want to thank Senator Collins. I know she's sitting up here front today. She's usually in the back pew, but she's sitting up front today. Thank you for all her. She really works on funding for our programs at St. Sabina. And while many legislators do absolutely nothing, Senator Collins makes sure she brings the bacon home. And we're glad for bringing our funding for our programs here at St. Sabina. So somebody say, thank you, Senator Collins. All right, Ecclesiastes 3, if you would read this with me, if you have the I'm not going to ask you if you got it, because you ain't got it by now, you ain't got a Bible. So Ecclesiastes 3, beginning at verse 1. And if you have the NIV version, if you would just proclaim this loudly with me and fill this atmosphere with the one thing that ain't going away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God. Together, verse 1. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There is a time for everything. I want to speak this morning on the theme, the gift of winter. I know that's hard to think that, but the gift of winter. About a week and a half ago, I was letting Justice out one morning. If about 6:45, like I do when I come down, and let her out right away. Because she will make very clear to me, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. And I was letting her out in the yard, and as I opened up the door to let her out in the yard, I heard a sound I had not heard in a long time. And I heard the chirping and the singing of birds. I'd heard that all winter long since last fall, and as I heard the singing, it just made me stand there a minute and listen to it, and made me pause. And as I paused, I was looking around, and as I was looking around, I was noticing in the garden some sprouts that were coming up. Anybody else seen that in your gardens, in your yard? Some sprouts come up, and then I looked and saw there were some buds coming up on the tree. And I have to tell you, it put a smile on my face. And it caused me to say thank you. I had to say thank you to the birds. And I had to say thank you to the God that made the birds. Because that morning my heart was heavy, and that morning I felt very exhausted and tired. And I had to say thank you because it took my exhaustion and my tiredness and pushed it away and made a frown turn into a smile on my face. It also caused me to reflect and to remember that one of the lessons that life continues to teach us as we walk through this pilgrim journey, one of the things life teaches us is that life is a cycle. Not cycle, cycle. Life is a cycle. It is continually giving us different seasons. Say amen, somebody. It's continually giving us different seasons. There are times when we enjoy the work of our labor. There are times when we prepare for the dry and for the cold times. There are times we have to wait, even though we want something right now. There are times when we can sing a new song and sing about new life. There are times in life that there are reasons to sing. You know how some days when you're just feeling good and things are going good and you find yourself just humming or whistling or singing some song? Yes, one of the reasons I love living in the Midwest, even though I'm just like through with winter. And now they say it's going to snow some tonight. And I had to say, God, you do understand. I know you're old, but it's April. And I love, though, the seasons that we go through in this place called the Midwest. And I love what those seasons teach us. Because the seasons remind us that although the season of winter, although the season of struggle is real and continues, and yes, like we feel right now in Chicago, sometimes the winter seems to linger on longer than we invited it to, and longer than we want it to, so does the season of rebirth. So does the season of newness and new life. There is no period of time. There is no period of time that we go through, no matter how long, no matter how bad or how good or how hard or how painful it is. There is no time, no winter in life that lasts forever. Somebody ought to say a praise right there. As the song says, you put a praise on that. Look at somebody next to you and say, neighbor, no matter how long winter is, even if it hangs on longer than you want, it doesn't last forever. It's part of a cycle. Winter is part of a cycle, just like day and night. There's sometimes, how many know in your lives, when night seems like it's longer and longer and longer. Sometimes it seems real short when you're tired. But there's sometimes when you're something on your mind or you're awake, that night seems to just carry on and carry on and carry on. But the reality is, it's a cycle. No matter how long or how short night seems, you understand morning is going to come. Say, morning's going to come. Although, brothers and sisters, sometimes the winters of our lives, the winters of our lives sometimes are so bad, it is hard to believe that anything new and anything beautiful can come out of it. Sometimes when you are going through some kind of winter, it's hard to believe that something good can come out of this. In fact, I don't know if I could believe it if I didn't hear a scripture that said, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. All that mess you go through, God says, I can work it together for your good. Winters come, but winters don't last forever. Winters come in many different forms. Sometimes winters come in illness. Sometimes, I was talking to somebody yesterday on the phone, winter comes in depression. Sometimes a winter can be the loss of a loved one. Sometimes winter can be loss of employment. Sometimes our struggles feel like we're just going through the motion. Ever been there? You're just going through the motion day in and day out. Sometimes our winters are when our dreams, like Langston Hughes says, seem like they're drying up like a raisin in the sun. Sometimes our winters are financial struggles. Sometimes our winters are things that break our hearts. Sometimes it's exhaustion. Emotional exhaustion, physical exhaustion, mental exhaustion, that just seems like it's setting up camp. Am I talking to anybody out here? Y'all quiet today. Last Sunday was Easter. You're all dressed up today. You just got out of bed and crawled. Yes, yes, our winters come in all sorts of different shapes and forms, but they come. And winters bring with us cold times in our lives. Brings with it snow and bring with it winds of adversity that creep up in our lives and try to push us over. A wind sometimes will knock you over or make you lean one way or another. Sometimes winters bring us cloudy days, and sometimes they bring us blizzards that literally stand us still. We can't move because of the blizzard of heaviness in our lives. And yes, like I mentioned here in Chicago right now, even though it is spring, say spring. Even though sometimes, how do we know in my lives, even though we're declaring spring, it seems like winter just won't let you go. So even though you know it's spring, it don't feel. Even though sometimes it's supposed to be spring, you still feel like you're in a winter. Anybody been there? Even though you're saying, bless the Lord, there's a winter holding you down. Even though you're saying, this is the day the Lord has made, but there's a winter still not trying to let you go. Yes, winter. Winter, like every season, always comes. Say, winter always comes. And I've learned in my life, and I'm sure in many of your lives, winter does not always come when you expect it. Sometimes in our living, winter can burst in the middle of your summer feeling. Winter comes when it's not invited, but it just decides to step in your life and bring a winter season. But it comes. But sisters and brothers, what the scriptures remind us is that winter is just a season. Whatever you're going through, It's just a season. I'm going to get this in somebody's spirit. Whatever you're dealing with, it's just a season. That's why when I talk to people who come to me sometimes or call me up and say they're contemplating suicide, I tell them, just keep living. Don't let what you're going through put a period. This is just a comma in your life right now. Don't make it a period. And learn how to take the question mark the devil has thrown on you and beat it into an exclamation point that says, I'm just going through. I refuse to let this question going out about where are you, God, into an exclamation point and say, oh, there is a God here somewhere. You have to know how to take your winter and wade it through. In fact, I don't know who this is for, but turn to the person next to you right now and say, neighbor, whatever you're going through, I need you to understand it's just a season. Say, hold on, neighbor. Say, look at them right in the eye. You don't know who needs this right now. Say, neighbor, winter is just a season. Look at them right in the eye and shout, hold on. Hold on. This too shall pass. Winter can be brutal. Winter can be mean. Winter can be cold. But it's just a season. Somebody shout, it's just a season. Shout it like you believe it. It's just a season. Put your hand on yourself and say, it's just a season. It's mean. It's cold. But it is just a season. What you are going through has a term limit on it. You're going through it, not camping in it. So when the devil tells you this is it, you got to know how to stand up in the boardroom of your life and say, hell it is. This is what I'm going. This is what I'm going. This is what I'm going. One more time. This is what I'm going. Winter comes. But winter is a season. Winter is also a time of dying. See, winter is a time, and the trees, oh. You know, Randall used to say that a toaster, God will use a toaster to teach you a lesson. He'll use whatever he wants. And one day I remember this years ago, I was standing out in the yard and I was watching all the trees lose their leaves. And I said, dang, they were so pretty. And all the leaves were falling to the ground. And then within about a week, because it got real cold, all the leaves were gone and all you saw was the bare branches. And I was sitting there looking at these bare branches and God spoke to my heart and said, the tree had to get naked before me. Y'all get that tomorrow. I was slow once too, really. And God said to me, sometimes you got to let go of all your leaves and stand naked before the God that made you so he can fix you and help you and transform you and mold you. Sometimes we're so covered up with all of our needs and all of our presence, all the things we put on. And God says, let you be naked before me so that I can tell you who you are. God calls us to get naked like the trees sometimes. Lose our leaves. Because he said, unless I can let go of some of that old stuff, I can't bring you the new stuff. You've never seen a tree with old and new leaves together. It's either got the old leaves
or it's got the new leaves. Look at somebody, don't answer them, just look at somebody and say, which are you? See, a tree has to let go of all the old stuff. When I see people, children, teenagers, adults, who are trying to do something new with their life, one of the biggest problems they face is they want to keep old stuff and get new stuff. You can't move in a new couch and put it where the old couch is still sitting. You got to throw the old couch out so you can move the new couch in. You can't get the new unless you let go of the old. Look at somebody next and say, neighbor. No, look at him right in the eye and do it loud. Say, neighbor, did you understand that? You can't get the new until you get rid of the old. I said, get rid of the old, because something new is coming. Winter is a time to die, to let some stuff go. We'd like to hold on. And even though the song says everything must change, nothing stays the same.
Oh, go ahead. You know that song. Oh, go ahead, girl.
I might sing you a little Luther in a minute. But we like to hold on to old stuff because we know that. And the devil you know is the devil that better than that you don't know. But guess what? While you're holding on to that old stuff, the new stuff is just sitting waiting. Let me put it another way, that God has driven a delivery truck up to the door of your house, but he's waiting to see if you took out the back door, what you had that you got to get. There's a delivery truck right now parked in front of your life, but God says, until you throw out the old, I'll just hold it in the truck. Don't make sense to have a truck out in front with new stuff while you keep an old stuff in your house. The Bible says in John 12:24, truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it shall produce nothing. But if it dies, then it will produce many seeds. There was no shout on Resurrection Sunday without a death on Good Friday. You can't rise if you didn't die. Oh, Jesus, help me. See, some of us want to rise to new power and new anointing. We want to rise to new anointing. We want to rise to new blessing. We want to rise to new stuff. Some of us want to rise up to new stuff, but God says, you have not died, so how can you rise? Look at somebody next and say, neighbor, until you die, you can't rise. So stop wishing for a resurrection when you never would do a crucifixion. See, I know we don't like winters, but we need winters. My grandma, when she would be giving me that nasty castor oil, bless her soul, I still don't quite forgive her. Pray for me. But she would say to me, I know this don't taste good, but it's good for you. We don't like winters, but we need winter. I know some of you say, yes, sir, I know some people right now that need a winter. No, you need a winter. Say, everyone.
needs winters. Say, everyone needs winters. Say, me too. And I'm not talking about the Me Too movement. I'm talking about the Me Too you. See, we all need winters because we all need to let go of some stuff. We need to die of some stuff so we can regroup and reevaluate and reboot and restart anew in our lives. We need a winter because there's times we need to let go of some stuff, to die of some stuff. There are some relationships. Not just that you're in, but that you've been in. That you're not in it, but it's still in you. There are some people that you thought you cut them off, but they right here. Okay. Let me help you out for those in denial. All somebody has to do is say something and bring their name up. Or a song that connected you to them. See, be very careful about saying, that's our song. Because when they ain't there, that's still got to be your song. You ain't taking my song with you. Leave out of here, but leave the song at the door. Because I like the song. Or you can see them. You can be in the middle, skipping and hopping through the tulips. And you walk into the mall and you see them. It's like you done had a stroke right there on the spot. The people would say, you all right? Those relationships that you need to let go of. And there's some you're in right now. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Lord. That is just toxic. But you look, you in that relationship like we do with most voting, the lesser of two evils. I'd rather be in this mess than be alone. Hell no. Buy you a dog, a parakeet, some goldfish, get something. Because the goldfish ain't going to break your heart. When the goldfish die, you just put it down the toilet and flush and keep right on going. But you hold on to something that is toxic to you, thinking this is okay. No, it's not, but it's okay. See, we need winter. We need time to die of some stuff and let go of some stuff so that our life can restart with something new. Sometimes our winters last a long time. Listen to me, though. But maybe that's a blessing. Oh, listen. Sometimes winters last a long time, but maybe that's a blessing. Because if we understand the value of winter, if we understand that value of winter, that winter is a preparation time for spring, then the longer the winter, the more God is getting ready to birth something brand new in your life. In fact, I can't help wonder, oh God, I can't help wonder right now if we are going through such an extended winter in Chicago. It's because God says, I'm getting ready to do something that's going to blow your mind. So I got to get you prepared. I got to get you ready. I got to get you restarted because I'm getting ready to do
something awesome. The longer your winter, the greater your spring. I just wonder if this extended spell of winter is because the spring of your life and my life and the blessings and the new ideas and the new ground and the new growth and the new birth is so awesome. Did you ever think that maybe you're going through what you're going through? Because what God's getting ready to bring you, he wants you to be ready for. This is for the five people who live with expectation. The rest of you who just live day to day in existence, forget y'all. See, in your spiritual ear, you got to be able to hear God say, what I'm getting ready to do in your life is so awesome. You better be ready to handle it, or you won't be able to hold on to it. See, I've gotten a point of telling God, you take as long as you want with this winter, because I'm getting ready to birth some stuff in my springtime. Tell somebody else and say, neighbor! No, not with that little punkish sound. Look at them and say, neighbor, what God is getting ready to do is so awesome. He wants to make sure that you're ready for what's coming. Now, if you believe that a great spring is ahead of you, just give 1, 2, 3 a shout. 1, 2, 3. Listen to me. Winter always comes. But if you understand that winter is a precursor, is a preparation, is a promise to new life, the winter don't bother you because you're looking at your not yet, not your right now. Help me, Jesus, these are your people, not mine. Winter can never hold me captive. Let me put it this way. Winter can never hold me captive because I got a spring mentality. Listen, I've gotten to a place in my life that in the coldness of winter, I gotta have some flowers on my table to remind me what's getting ready to come. Hello, somebody. See, you got to get ready for what's about to come. And while it is an unpleasant season for many, it is a needed season for all of us. Winter wants us to lose our leaves and get naked before him because God says, I want to fix you and prepare you for what I'm getting ready to dress you in. See, God says, let me drop your leaves. And I don't know if you've ever really looked at the trees, but some leaves drop right away. I don't want to have to give you a lesson from horticulture, but I'll do whatever I have to do to get to your spirit today. See, some leaves know it's time to go. Some leaves don't leave real quick. Some leaves God has to put in a big cold spell. And then some more drop. Some leaves still hang on. Oh, Jesus, help me. I wish you'd see some faces right now. Some leaves still hang up, but God loves them enough. Says, I'll send a wind to blow them off you. If you won't drop them, I'll blow those leaves off of you. And you're wondering why stuff is being blown off you. God says, because you won't let go of it, I'll blow it off you so I can give you what I want to dress you in. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, God wants to dress you in some new stuff. But you want to keep wearing the old leaves. Drop them! Drop them! Before he sends a wind into your life. Now, I had to go back. I'm almost through, I promise. I had to go back this week when I was thinking about that day a week and a half ago when I heard the birds singing. And I had to just look in little depth into it. Because they say that birds sing different in the spring. I said, birds sing different in the spring. In fact, T.J. Breen says, who studies the behavior of animals, he tells us in his study that birds not only sing different in the spring, but birds sing loudest in the morning. They ain't getting it. I said, not only do birds sing different in the spring, but birds sing loudest in the morning. And T.J. Breen says, the birds sing loudest in the morning as is to let all the other birds know that they're strong and healthy enough and they survived the night. You didn't hear me. I said the birds sing loudest in the morning because they want all the other birds to know, I made it. I made it. I made it. I came through the night. I came through the winter. I came through the dark time. If there's anybody here that has come through some nights that you didn't know if you'd come through it, can you just give me a sing shout? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. TJ says, oh, y'all ain't with me. He says that the birds sing loud and new in the spring, even though freezing temperatures and lack of greenery may not yet be there. He said, but they sing loudest in the spring and the morning, to say, even though it don't look like spring, I know that spring is coming. I know that spring is coming. It don't look like it. It don't feel like it. It don't seem like it. But I know. Somebody shout, I know. Somebody shout, I know. Somebody shout, I know. I'm through. Let me just say this to you before I sit down. Y'all so slow today. If the bird, who don't got no brain, ain't saved, don't know Jesus, if the bird can stand in the freezing temperatures of its life, if the bird can look out without any greenery or flowers or signs of new life, and the bird goes,
if the bird has enough sense to sing a song, as the psalmist says, a new song for the wondrous thing my God has done. Yes, winter comes, but so does springtime. So on the count of three, I dare you, no matter what your winter is or has been, are there any birds in here? Are there any birds? I don't care if you're a blackbird, a bluebird, a robin, or a pigeon. I just need to know, are there any birds in here that are willing, because they know their spring is on the way, to give God a morning praise?
States, bring your whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food.